few things there. Number one, the chapter before Article 27, which is the Holy Catholic Church. We believe and confess one single Catholic or universal church, a holy congregation and gathering of true Christian believers, awaiting their entire salvation in Jesus Christ, being washed by His blood, sanctified and sealed by the Holy Spirit. This church has existed from the beginning of the world and will last until the end, as appears from the fact that Christ is eternal King who cannot be without subjects. Now, one of the things that we need to stop and think about, as this was being written, the person who was writing this particular confession was being attacked by the Roman Catholic Church there in Belgium. And it would be almost justifiable or an excuse to say, well, if they're trying to kill me because I am a follower of Jesus Christ, then I'm just going to hide by myself and I'm just going to be a secret, undercover Christian, and I will avoid the persecution that I'm facing. As I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about our brethren in Afghanistan right now that are being sought out by the Taliban and are being killed for being Christians, being Muslims that have converted to Christ, and now they have a death sentence on them. And it would be justifiable for them, I mean, in one sense, to say, well, just hide it. Just hide your Bible and just... But no, what do we find our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan doing? They're gathering together in the body of Christ. And they're being shot and killed in the process. But they stand for what is right, what is truth. And so when we stop and we read this, this may actually be kind of shocking, some of the statements that are made in this confession. But remember, Guido de Bree organized a church. He didn't just stay separate from other believers. And so the statement is, we, since this holy congregation is an assembly of those who are saved, that no person, whatsoever state of condition he may be, ought to withdraw from, being content to be by himself. These are words that he ended up dying for. He understood and believed this truth, and I believe it is the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, what does it say? Forsake not the gathering of the saints. Now, a couple shocking statements. It says there, outside of it, there is no salvation. That's a pretty bold statement. That's not necessarily accepted by most Christians today in America. I can be saved apart from the church. I don't need the church. Well, according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. We're going to be looking at truth today. What does a pillar do? A pillar lifts up something else. What does the church do? Lifts up the gospel. Lifts up the Word of God. Lifts up the truth. What is a ground or a bulwark? What does a bulwark do for a building? It protects the foundation. The church is called to be the protector or guardian of the truth and the promoter of truth. And that includes the gospel. So it is from the church, from the people of God, comes the gospel. The church which is authorized by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel. And so apart from the gospel, there is no salvation, right? We all agree with that. Only through Jesus Christ can we be saved, who has the authority, responsibility to promote and guard the truth. It is the church. Peter, in 1 Peter 3:20, likens the church to the ark of Noah. There are other passages as well. You can look up Joel 2:32 and others. So I think that if you have questions about that, come and see me. Notice also at the very end, or what we read was, to separate themselves from all those who do not belong to the church. Now, this does not mean to leave the world. Paul talks about that, doesn't he? It's impossible to leave the world. He's not talking about those that to separate ourselves from the world, but from those who forsake Christ and yet claim to be Christian. And there's a couple passages I could look at in 1 and 2 Corinthians, but I'll leave it at that. And so this particular passage, this particular article is designed to encourage us in the faith, encourage us in pursuing not only Christ, but Christ's body, the church. Amen? Amen.